Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written report it highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Gina Brown. I'm a manager for LLA's Performance Audit Services. This episode of LLA Reports focuses on our new report titled Treatment and Care of Incarcerated Females. The purpose of this audit was to evaluate the treatment and care of incarcerated females in Louisiana. As of July 2024, more than 3,500 females were incarcerated in Louisiana. Of that number, nearly 1,600 were state offenders under the supervision of the Department of Public Safety and Corrections, Division of Corrections Services, or DOC. DOC oversees the state's only correctional facility for females, the Louisiana Correctional Institute for Women, or LCIW. LCIW's capacity currently is 450. As a result, local jails house more than 1,100 female state offenders for DOC at a cost of $26.39 per day per state offender. Overall, we found that local jails lack sufficient procedures to comply with state laws related to the treatment of incarcerated women in Louisiana. Additionally, while LCIW generally provides sufficient access to basic medical and educational services for incarcerated women, similar access in local jails varies. We also found that incarcerated men in local jails receive more developmental opportunities than women. Specifically, we found that none of Louisiana's local jails, which house 87.2% of incarcerated women in Louisiana, have sufficient written procedures encompassing all requirements in state law related to female incarceration. Although prohibited in state law, we found at least three jails indicated leg irons were used on pregnant women or birthing women housed in their facilities. In addition, local jails did not always sufficiently document the use of restraints for pregnant women and did not always advise pregnant women in writing of their rights related to the use of restraints. We found as well that Louisiana's local jails did not sufficiently address the health care needs of incarcerated women during and following pregnancy or provide preventative health screenings for all women. We noted that local jails could better protect the dignity of incarcerated women by ensuring they have sufficient access to hygienic supplies and activities such as showering, as well as increased privacy during different states of undress. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, educational and vocational programming, recreational time, and visitation during incarceration can improve reentry outcomes. However, we found that access to these opportunities varied across correctional facilities, with female offenders often having less access than male offenders. We also found that LCIW is working to complete the construction of a new facility designed to house approximately 950 female state offenders, which is double its current capacity. LCIW expects the new facility will be operational by late summer 2025. As a result of our report, we developed 11 matters for legislative consideration and 8 recommendations. 3 of the matters for legislative consideration focused on the use of solitary confinement for incarcerated pregnant or postpartum women, while 3 others were related to obstetrical care and routine health screenings for incarcerated women. 2 more matters for legislative consideration dealt with ensuring incarcerated women have access to the feminine hygiene products they need. The remaining 3 focused on meeting the requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ensuring male and female offenders have equal access to correctional programming and providing virtual visitation sessions for incarcerated caregivers and their minor children. 6 of the recommendations made suggestions related to DOC's role in providing guidance to local jails on policies and procedures for housing female offenders, including pregnant and postpartum women. The last 2 recommendations focused on jail programming, particularly for female offenders. As part of its response, the Department of Public Safety and Corrections partially agreed with 5 of the recommendations and disagreed with 3 of the recommendations. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit report just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full report and the podcast can be found on the LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.